Hello and welcome to My Camino, the podcast. I'm Dan Mullins and it's great to have your company. This is a weekly podcast introducing you to people who have walked the Camino de Santiago, the Way of St. James, in northern Spain. Pilgrims have walked the journey for well over 1,000 years. Each week I profile someone from a different part of the world. I'm a huge fan of the Australian poet and artist, Michael Lunig. He wrote, "Life's a strange concoction, and so am I, and so are you. The world is full of strange contraptions they say will get us through. But I am not so keen. Perhaps I just don't get it anymore. I feel too tired and worn and odd. I want to sleep in the lap of some old lovely god and dream of floating coloured petals until the whole concoction settles." Well, my guest this week is an Italian visual artist whom I met when I walked my first Camino last year. His name is Giuseppe Ianello, and he wanted to say sorry for his poor English, but I could have listened to him all day. Welcome, Giuseppe, and thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Yes, I'm here, Dan.
Great to have you. Let's talk about when we met last year. Was that your first Camino?
No. My first Camino was in the 2004. And last year was the third Camino.
And so, yes, so let's talk about your very first Camino. How did you walk the whole way?
Well, you can repeat. I have problem.
Yep. Did you walk the whole way? How far did you walk?
I don't know if I understand the question, but my first Camino, I start from Ponferrada to Santiago, and 2 years after, with my girlfriend, we start from Roncisvalle to Burgos, and in the 2010, from Burgos to Astorga, and last year from Astorga to Santiago.
Yes, that's when I met you. You were walking last year with Katia and Katia's father.
Yes.
And you walked from Astorga, yes. And you were taking photos along the way.
Yes, and many photos.
Many photos, yes. And many photos of doors.
Many photos?
Yes, of doors, of front doors, of gateways.
Ah, doors.
Yes.
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 Why,
yes.
Why so many photos of doors?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe because I love them. I love the past. I love the old thing, the simplicity, the old house. And I have fear that 1 year the man, an architect, build a new palace, a new house with iron door. And I don't know. Maybe I want to be a witness of this little poor sensation, little poor thing. I think for this.
Yes, certainly. And Spain is great for that historical architecture. I think.
Yes.
The architecture is absolutely beautiful. Let's go back to 2004 when you went the first time. How famous is the Camino in Italy? How well known?
Yes. I think in all Europe, maybe in the world, in Italy is very, very famous. And more and more, every year, more people go to the Spain for Camino, and I hope that the people go to the Camino with an not a tourist idea or imagination, but how a travel, interior travel. I don't know if it's clear my word.
Yes. No, that makes perfect sense, because a pilgrim is not a tourist.
Yes.
I think that's very important, and the Spanish people are very welcoming, aren't they? They're very kind.
Yes.
So when we go back to 2004, and we've established that you knew about the Camino, do you remember why you decided to walk?
You ask me why I go to the Camino, my first Camino.
Yes.
Okay. It's strange then, because my first Camino, I don't know nothing about the pilgrimage, about the way of St. James, nothing. I was in Spain with my friends, four friends, and we finished the holiday, the vacations, okay?
Yeah.
And we don't have money. And so we are all artists. My friend say me, "Whoa, no, we don't have problem painting. We paint the shirts, the t-shirts, and we try to sell the t-shirts during the Camino. You understand?"
Yes.
Okay, and we start with I don't know, 20 kilograms for men, with I don't know, 40, 50 t-shirts with we painted on t-shirts the religious symbol, the cross, the shell, the pilgrim, silhouette of pilgrim. And so we every day we live in poor. We pay a little bit for to sleep and to eat, and we finish the Camino. Oh, every day we sell, yes, one, two t-shirt, and so. And so this is the first experience about the Camino, and I love this experience. And so when I return in Italy, I speak with all people about my experience. I love this experience.
Yes. And so when you walked and painted, what were you painting on?
Plates. Yes, but not all. We start before in Madrid. We painted half of the stock.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
And others we painted in the square when we finish the step, the route, because it's more simply, when the people look your work, has the a good vibration, no? And so empathy. I don't know the word in English.
Yes,
is a bet. The best solution is paint in the place.
Yes, yes, in the square.
Yes,
yes. When they've walked
street art.
Yes, yes, exactly. Street art. That's quite right. So let's talk about last year. I met you in Osobrero, I think.
Yes.
And you were there that particular night to photograph lights in the sky.
Yes.
What were those lights?
But, it's a difficult question then. I don't know. I every night I take a few minutes before the sunrise for take a photo of sky, stars, but I don't know. I think maybe for 'cause if I am alone in the nature, I can looking in myself, and if I look the sky, there is a big contraposition. I don't know if the right word about a little world, my world, and the universe, no, a big world.
Yes.
And you can do it only without distraction, okay?
Yeah.
And I think in the night, the star, the sky in the isolated town, village in the Spain is perfect, no? Impossible to do it in the city. Impossible.
Yes. Well, that's right. It is impossible to get the night sky in the city, and sometimes on the Camino, if you're lucky enough to see the night sky, it's magnificent. It's just so beautiful because, you know, you're in the middle of nowhere and there are very few lights. It's very beautiful. I remember walking with you one day and you carried that big, heavy camera.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't there a smaller camera?
But then it's my camera, and I have a feeling with my camera. Yes, you can buy other small camera, no? A professional camera has different lenses, different accessories, and so if you want to take a good photo, so the photos that I want, I have need a big camera. Yes, the technology running, and you can buy a mirrorless, for example, is a good professional camera, and is more little. But I have this camera, and I love my camera, and I won't use it. But I don't know. Maybe in the future, I use my smartphone. I don't know.
It's more simple. Yeah, it won't be the same.
Yeah.
So in your Caminos that you have walked, do you have a highlight, a favorite time?
A favorite time. Osobrero.
Ah.
Osobrero in my heart. In the first Camino, in my heart, and When last year with my girlfriend planning the Camino, I say to Katia, I want to sleep in Sobreiro. I want to sleep at Sobreiro, but when we start the city before Sobreiro, I don't know, maybe we don't planning good, and so we come che si dice arrivati a Sobreiro very
crowded
in the morning, so my girlfriend has energy for to continuous, no? You understand?
Yes.
And I stay in Sobreiro because for me it's magic. And I say, Katia, you go to next town, but I want to sleep in here. I think it was a good idea, no? I choose a good... because Sobreiro is magic for me. It's very spiritual.
That's right. Because was it the very first time you walked that you spent a night there? Was a wonderful night for you. You told me the story.
Yes.
Can you
remember? You remember the story?
Yes, I can. Can you tell that story again?
I try. I meet my first Camino in the 2004. When I see Sobreiro, come che si dice? I prefer to stay in Sobreiro and for one night more. And in the night, the first night with my friends, we don't have money, and we going to the to a restaurant, and in this restaurant is full of people, and the barman say we that there is place for we, and we can't to eat. Oh, is so I don't know, but I say to my friend, well, we stay here and take a drink, a glass of wine. Okay. Next, 5 minutes later, one in the next table, where is more people that eating and drinking, one people go and ask, come and ask me if a problem, if we get for you meat and a bottle of wine. Oh no, of course, why not? And we resolved the problems for the night. Later, we don't have the bed because there is a place, there is bed for we. And so with Sacapelo, with the bed, I don't know the word for Sacapelo, the bed, transportable bed, you understand?
Yes.
Yes. We stay next to the church, up the tombs.
And so you're sleeping in the graveyard.
Yes, in the graveyard. Yes. But you know the weather in Sobreiro, fog, little rain, and not a good idea sleep outdoor. But we are lucky, and so Sobrero is magic, and 5 minutes later come a guy and ask if we want to sleep in his tent, you understand?
Yes, yes, in his tent, yeah.
Okay. Yes, and because he awaiting the friends in the next day come in Osebreiro, the friends, and he has many tents for the friends, and so he has one tent for we. Okay, perfect. Well, in the morning, I meet the a wonderful girl, and so I try the love. So for me, Sobrero is magic.
So
it
when
is whole.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and so taking all of those photographs, those pictures.
Yes.
How much of your Camino was work and how much was pleasure? How much? So are you always looking for the perfect photograph when you walk?
Oh, I don't know if I understand the question,
okay.
But when if you want, I try to my answer.
Okay.
Okay. When I work in Milan or in Trieste in my studio, I use another methodology. Is the correct word?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. During the Camino, impossible. This methodology is impossible because I don't want to take photo with the same methodology. I want take inspiration, and I don't want that it is a job. You understand?
I
want.
Yeah, so you use a methodology in the studio, a different methodology on the Camino. That's not a job.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's what I was wondering.
Yes.
So,
and ask.
Yeah.
Ask me.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. So what I was going to say is that the when you walk the Camino, there are so many things to take photographs of. So many. The view is so beautiful. The buildings are so beautiful. The churches are so beautiful.
Yes.
Do you know how many photographs you took?
I took many photographs about the architecture and landscape. And but I prefer the landscape and the doors.
Yeah. The landscape and the doors. The doors are absolutely magnificent. The photographs are so beautiful. But let me ask you a little bit about you, about Giuseppe. Are you a spiritual person?
Yes, I'm not a Catholic, I'm not a Christian, but I am a spiritual man. I think in my little life, my little experience, I think that the materialism is no good. You can looking at God, you can look at light, you can look at Mitra, Buddha, I don't know. But a bad and no good for me looking only money, and hedonism, and I don't know. I prefer. I love the simplicity. The yes, mystical maybe. I love the past. I love the simply life, and I think this is spiritual for me.
And that's why you keep going back to the Camino, right?
Oh, but then last a few weeks ago with my girlfriend Katia talking about the Camino experience, and we want I don't know when, but we want to do the North Way. You remember, no?
Yes,
next to the sea. Yes.
Yes, but beside the sea. Exactly. Yes.
Yes.
It is indeed something I want to do. When you and I were just outside of Santiago last year, we talked about how we would explain the Camino when we got home. How do you explain it to people when they ask you about it?
Oh, I don't know. I think we can only talk about it, but it's impossible to explain. I think it's impossible because it's an emotion. I can't explain the emotions. We are only to live the emotions, and yes, we can speak about the Camino. I can say you my bad and beauty experience. I can with my photos, but is impossible for me. It's impossible to tell the emotions.
Yes, yes.
You understand?
Yes, impossible to put into words. Yeah.
I hope that the people take curiosity, and go to the Camino. Take a little bag and the strictly necessary, and go to the adventure.
It is indeed an adventure, and I very much enjoyed spending my adventure walking with you.
Yes, the same for. I'm very happy to meet you during the Camino, and I'm very happy that we meet in Nusebreiro for the word that I say you before.
Yes,
because Sebreiro is magic, no? And you then you are the a part of this magic situation. You understand?
Yes. Well, you're very, very kind. I hope our paths cross again, and maybe, my friend, it is on the Camino one day.
Oh, it's yes. I think that 1 year, maybe we meet again during the way. I don't know, the North way, another spiritual way, or I don't know. But I'm sure that I meet again you with your back. Backpack and your amazing vibration.
You're a good man. You're a good man. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you,
You're
Giuseppe.
You're welcome, Dan.
All the best. Buen camino, my friend.
Buen camino por la vida. Buen camino por la vida.
Thanks, Giuseppe. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Bye.
Giuseppe Inello there, an Italian visual artist and pilgrim. And while I'm somewhere between Lourdes and Santiago de Compostela walking my second Camino, the podcasts will continue every Tuesday. You can follow my journey by searching The Singing Pilgrim, hashtag The Singing Pilgrim, or hashtag El Peregrino Cantante. I'm taking a small parlor guitar with me. I'm singing for my supper across Spain. Thanks as always for your support. Until next week, I'm Dan Mullins. Buen Camino.